Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle back in studio with you this morning. Hope you are having a great morning. Right now, it's 38 degrees. Don't know if it's going to get any warmer today. It's going to be at least 20 degrees colder than the high of yesterday. So kind of keep that in mind if you're heading out the door to put on a light jacket, maybe a light coat today. It will be somewhat colder. In studio, though, with us is Zach Burbridge from Quality Motors and Independence. Zach, good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. It's a cool morning, but at least we know it's not going to rain. So
that's a plus.
There's parades tonight, so that makes it even better because nobody likes to rain on anybody else's parade. Turn the phrase. Well, Zach, one thing you did want to talk about today was extended warranties, the pros and cons of those.
Yeah, but I'm sure everybody kind of cringes a little bit when they hear the word extended warranty because all those phantom phone calls that have been going around. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's gotten them where they want to talk to you about your extended warranty. I wouldn't recommend going with anybody that phantom calls you over the phone that you don't know. If you're going to buy one, I'd always recommend going with one from the dealership because we as a dealership trust the product to sell it enough. Why wouldn't you at
right,
that point
absolutely.
In time?
It's like, hey, we're going to sell this and we have a lot of confidence in it.
We're putting our backs behind it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. There's a lot of different packages that you could possibly get there too. There's a comprehensive type package that covers essentially almost everything on that car. I mean, there's certain items that it doesn't cover, as in like brakes or batteries, because they're what's called like a wear item. But they cover a lot of electronics, all the other stuff. And you know, with all these new vehicles now, almost everything's electronic.
Yeah, it's got a ton of electronics in them nowadays. Yeah. Even the speedometer now is like electronic. Sometimes you'll see that it has the counter instead of just the little needle that moves, you know?
Yep, and everything's kind of switching to that way, too. So it's recommended to get a bigger package if you can. If not, I would always at least recommend getting some sort of powertrain coverage, because that's just your main internal components in your engine, your transmission, your drivetrain, and those are pretty expensive at times, too.
Right.
Yeah. And if you don't have coverage, that's a pretty big out-of-pocket expense.
Right.
And if you do have coverage, you just might have like a deductible or something along those lines. So it helps out to have that protection there, too.
Absolutely.
Another thing I would recommend getting is a tire and wheel protection. It's easy. I mean, you run over a nail in the road, puts a hole in your tire, it needs repaired. Most of the time, that's covered.
Right.
Or if it ends up going in the sidewall or something like that and you can't repair it, they'll usually pick up the bill on the tire there too. Or if you're driving down the road, hit a big pothole in the road, blow your tire out, you know, that is a road
hazard. I've almost had that done to me before, and you're just like, oh no.
As soon as you hit it, you're just, I don't know.
All of a sudden you feel every little bump in the road at that point because you're like, oh no, my tire's going down, isn't it?
You're looking for everything at that point.
Exactly.
But say you do hit that pothole in the road and it blows your tire out, they cover that. They'll cover the toe, you know, and the wheel too as well. So if you bend the rim or something along those lines, that's generally covered underneath the tire and wheel protection also.
And those wheels can be expensive. That's very much so.
Especially on these newer vehicles, they can get pretty expensive because the paint and everything like that on
mm-hmm.
them. There's some cons to these. You know, sometimes you might buy a vehicle and not have any issues and never use the coverage whatsoever just because you maintained it properly and everything like that and everything stayed up to par there. And there's other times where you might use it a lot too.
Right.
It might pay for itself pretty quickly though too.
Okay, so again, like you said, that's one of the cons of it. You don't know if you'll ever use it, but sometimes it's good to just have it. As a peace of mind, because you never know when something's going to happen. You could, even if you take it, you know, and get service, that doesn't mean that, oh, it's immune from something happening, because you never know what's going to happen. You could get it fixed and literally go out and leave the lot. 5 minutes later, you could, you know, you may roll over a nail or something
exactly.
And you have no, especially in those construction zones, that's where you really got to watch out because sometimes maybe you'll have broken glass or something like that. That was the other day I rolled over some broken glass and I was just like, oh no. Now it was just like the little shards. I'm pretty sure that's not going to puncture it. I could be wrong, but I don't have, my light hasn't come on. I've checked all my, you know, I've checked the air after that and they're all fine. So
that's good.
So,
yeah.
So if it's the little shards, small shards glass, I don't think that cuts tire that much. It's the big ones you got to look out for that have their really jagged edges really just that can really punch in there.
Gash into that tire.
Yeah. So, yeah. But
like you were saying, these cars are, it's a machine.
Right.
So they're all mechanical. Mechanical stuff does break down over time, and it's always that good peace of mind to have that coverage in the back.
And mechanical stuff is made by humans, and we're flawed. So yes. The stuff that we make is flawed sometimes, and it happens. So nothing is perfect, but still, it's good to have that peace of mind.
You are getting up there to where you are needing some more services along the lines of possibly a transmission service, spark plug change, or something along those lines. It's pretty easy. I can look up the maintenance schedule for you if you just want to give me a call at the dealership as well. And the number for that is 620-331-6090. And then I can look up what all it needs. I can get you quoted on that stuff as well, too.
Let's go ahead and head back to the phones. And caller, you're on... Well, I don't know if this is car talk, but
you're on car talk.
How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. Do you have a question for Zach?
I did. I missed the show last week, and I don't know where to go to listen to it. Is there someplace else I can go to listen to it?
Yeah, it's. I think we have it posted on our website on kggfradio.com. Just go to the webpage and you'll see the banner at the top says Open Line and has all of our interviews in there. I do believe last week's is in there.
Great.
I went and found it. It's underneath Community News and Morning Lineup.
Yes.
And they're all posted up there too. So you can click on them from there and listen to if you miss a week or want to listen to all the rest of them there too.
There were two of them
posted
Thank
up there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, caller. We appreciate you calling today, and I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. So, that's not even – that's the office line. I don't know why we're getting that one. But anyway, Zach, every week we post the show up every week. Maybe sometimes it's a day later, so it just happens. I get really busy and I forget to post it sometimes, but they'll be up there, so you can't miss any of them. We post them up in the community news. I think we're going to try to make a podcast page for it.
Okay.
That way it just kind of has its own page and you can just listen to all the past ones. So and if you have any maybe if the Dingit poster or something, I do keep them on in my files, so just in case you ever need them, I can email them to folks. So
appreciate that.
Absolutely. So again, some good questions today.
Yeah.
If you have any more questions before we get out of here, give us a call at 251-6909, 1-800-252-KGGF. Zach Burbridge from Quality Motors here, not here, but in Independence, and they do a great job. I've been there myself, so I will definitely say they do a great job, and I will definitely go back for my services and stuff like that, or if something happens, I definitely will take it back to these guys, because I do stand behind it, because I have used their services before, and I greatly appreciate you guys helping me out with all that stuff.
I appreciate you bringing the business to us as well. Also, we are, I'm sure everybody's probably heard possibly by now, but we are now open on Saturdays from 8 to 3, taking in oil changes, tires, tire repairs, that type of stuff, and hopefully over time we'll grow that and take in more bigger jobs and everything like that.
Then that Saturday thing has definitely helped me, because sometimes I'm here late and I can't get up there to go during normal hours. So that Saturday has actually helped me a ton.
Yeah.
So, and if you have kids, don't worry if you have kids with you on that Saturday. They have toys there.
We're kid-friendly.
And it kept my kids entertained for the time we were there. It's not like we were there a long time either. Yeah. I think we were there about 35 minutes or so. It wasn't that long. So they had a good time at the time they were there, though. So
Good to hear.
All right. Well, Zach, thank you very much for coming in today. I definitely appreciate it, and I definitely appreciate Quality Motors for working on my stuff and working with me, because again, I'm not the most car savvy person around. I won't lie about that. I'm more technology.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
So I appreciate you guys helping me out and working with me very much.
You're welcome.
All right, that's going to be it for this week, and Zach will be back in next week. We'll have a new topic to discuss, and you guys can call in if you have any questions for Zach. That's going to be it for right now. Coming up, Open Line here at about 8:30. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.